The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Being a father in the Islamic sense is a real jihad. It is so important. And we appreciate, we respect, we revere our fathers. When you do it the Islamic way, that means you take Amirul Mu'mineen to be your role model. That means that you are the embodiment of two important traits. From one side, love, mercy, kindness. On the other side, strength, determination, and sacrifice. So yes, it's very important when our little girls see that they're special, that their dad loves them. When our wives are honored, when our children see that we will kiss our mother's hands, this ensures that those small little girls grow up knowing they're special because Allah created them to be women. When we play games with our boys, when we take them aside, when we teach them the ropes, that's ensuring that the next generation will grow up to be men's men. So, in addition to that, I also want to offer some encouragement for our young brothers, our young soldiers, inshallah, to also one day, inshallah soon, also become fathers and husbands, inshallah. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajal farajan. Now, alhamdulillah, it's a wonderful occasion. We were blessed with wonderful poetry. Before that, the beautiful ayat of the Quran, where we're now making it not a filler. It's not something that we do before the speech starts, but we're actually listening to the verses. The verses are selected, and then we're looking at the translation, if we're not familiar with the Arabic language, to get benefit from the Quran. After this, instead of us having the Q&A portion, allow me to call an audible, inshallah, we want to do this. We want to have both a video that we've prepared for our youth to see. So we're going to talk about some of the fada'il of the Ahlul Bayt, but we want our small children, inshallah, to be able to see and then hear these fada'il narrated by one of our youth. So that's one. And then also, inshallah, afterwards, we're going to have a maulid recited by one of our brothers. So we're hoping that everybody stays for that. So no Q&A. But inshallah, afterwards, we'll go down and we'll break bread together, inshallah. But salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So, like it or not, my speech is the serious part of the program. We actually have a very serious matter to discuss, a very challenging matter. A very serious matter to discuss. We're going over, by the grace of God, a Quranic masterpiece. But it's important for us to realize what we're doing here. There are certain verses of the Quran that the Urafa would recite for their students. I'm going to mention this verse of the Quran, but the point is very important. Sometimes somebody will be making a lot of effort. They will be spinning their wheels. They'll be thinking they're doing everything correct, only to find out that they've wasted their time and they haven't been as effective as they should have been for the cause of Allah. So this is a verse of Quran. Brothers and sisters, if you can follow with me, this is Surah number 18. So if everybody can turn to Surah number 18, 18, Surah Kaf, it should be Surah Kaf, and then verse number 103. So if, brothers and sisters, the verse is simple, let's read it together, but then let's look for the message and then why the reminder, why the serious part of the program. The verse says this, قُلْ. So God is instructing the prophet, say, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Shall we not inform you with those who are the greatest losers when it comes to effort? There are some people who are making all kinds of effort, spinning their wheels, trying. But God says this about them. Who are these people who God is saying to the prophet, we should inform you about those who are the biggest losers when it comes to effort? God says this in the next verse. الَّذِينَ, those who, ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Their effort, that Herculean effort that they're making, is lost in the life of this world. They're making effort, but it's lost. وَهُمْ, and this is the sad part, the kicker. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. They think they're doing such a great job. I'm spending time, I'm making effort, I think I'm doing a great job. What happened? What went wrong? Brothers and sisters, we've reminded ourselves from the beginning about the importance of developing a Quranic aqidah, a Quranic worldview, so that we, like the Quran, we view God, Deen, Islam, fundamental concepts the way it was introduced to us in the Quran. What happens if I don't do this? Maybe I'll be spinning my wheels. And then in the end, I won't get that reward that I'm expecting. I'm actually a deterrent to the Imam arriving because I haven't troubled myself with relearning Islam. So, brothers and sisters, there's a very beautiful hadith from the sixth Imam, when he says this, is again, you and I, alhamdulillah, we have the grace of God to commemorate the wilayah of Ali ibn Abi Talib. How many shuhada have given their lives for us to be able to do this? How many great ulama, how many mu'mineen, how much struggle, how much resistance for you and I to be able to sit here and gather and literally without fear to be able to talk about the wilayah of Ali. The Imam tells us this about the wilayah of Ali. Imam Sadiq now speaking. He says, Wilayati, Wilayati li Ali ibn Abi Talib. So the wilaya that I, Imam Sadiq, have of Ali ibn Abi Talib, ahabbu ilayya, is more beloved to me, Imam Sadiq, min wiladati min. I am happier, I am more grateful, I feel more blessed by the wilaya of Ali than I do being the biological son of Ali. It is so important to get it right. What is wilaya? Am I a wali? Am I muwali? Am I helping? So the reason for doing this is to go over a book like this, because the Prophet has told us, he says, Aliyun mal Quran, that Ali is with the Quran, wal Quran ma Ali. And the Quran is also with Ali. That means we need to know the Quran. To get to know, and that's why going over a subject-wise tafsir like this is so important for all of us. So what happens is we're going to be redefining certain Quranic terms. These terms are used a lot in the Quran, but if the understanding is wrong, we might end up not benefiting.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
وصل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.